Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Has featured a lot of those guys. It allows them to penetrate, play without handcuffs, and make some impacts. I think he can fall in to that category. We'll leave who he reminds us of when he starts playing and starts making plays.
Hey, Jim, I'm sure you're unhappy with the statistical results last year for the defense. So what can happen this year to get you guys back to the way you were in 2023?
Yeah, I think a couple things to go with were just things that end drives. Third down percentage had dropped from number one from the year before, and then takeaways. Both of those things obviously end drives. We're trying to get off the field with no points allowed. And those are the things that we're putting a big emphasis on this year. We emphasized them last year, but those are areas that we have to improve.
So how do you do that, though, is the question?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of different things. Turnovers go a lot of different ways. We work a lot of different techniques for turnovers. A lot of turnovers are because of rush on the quarterback, and we got to improve there from last year. Get our rush percentage up. Being around the quarterback is a good formula for takeaway. Team speed is a good formula for taking the ball away. And physical contact, which we're not working on right now, but guys that play physical nature of football, they have a habit of forcing turnovers. So if we can do those things, we can have good technique to punch balls out, force fumbles. We can play physically, we can play fast, and we can rush the passer. We're around the quarterback. I think the turnovers will take care of themselves.
Can you address just how disappointed you were when JOK had to miss the season, and when he seemed to be hitting his stride, and then also how has Carson looked so far?
Yeah, JOK was on his way to a all-pro season last year. He had really reached that level. We had talked this time last year about the biggest jump between being a starter and then being a Pro Bowl player. There's even a bigger jump to being an all-pro player. And it was really disappointing to lose him because he had, like you said, he had really hit his stride as a player. He had some sort of growing pains and some ups and downs, but he really fit the scheme well. He does fit the scheme well. His ability to blitz and rush the passer, and he made coverage look easy. He had the game had slowed down for him, and so all those things together, it's disappointing to lose a player like that. But we support JOK and everything that he does, and he'll still have a big impact on our team this year. It's not going to be playing, but he'll still have a big presence on our team. And And yeah, I don't know what's going on. Carson, you know, like a little bit like Mason, you know, it's hard to see, you know, where they are right now, but he's working really hard. He picks things up really fast, and he's big and he's athletic. So he's got a lot of good things going for him.
Do you believe a good penetrating defensive tackle can have a bigger impact on Garrett than a complimentary edge rusher?
Yeah, there's a lot of different ways you can look at that, but you know, Miles sees a lot of double team chips. But a thing that goes a little bit unnoticed is he sees so much center slide too, which lets the tackle overset him because the guard is there to play all the inside moves. So it, in essence, a lot of times you can be triple teamed on those plays. And the best way to combat that is have a pass rusher that's on the opposite side that can make offenses pay for singling up a defensive tackle on a guard. And like I said, in my history, I've had a lot of guys that can do that. Most recently, guys like Fletcher Cox in Philadelphia that could do that. So, yeah, and you're closer to the quarterback when you're a tackle. But there's only a few ways you can really combat a defensive tackle. And one of those is the center slide. And the center's always sliding the Miles. That provides a lot of opportunities for a player there. And we have to take advantage. We have to take better advantage of those situations than we did last year.
With Mason and what he did at Michigan, I mean, it seemed like that defensive scheme, so a lot of his responsibility was eating up blocks. I mean, he got after quarterbacks. But how, I guess, excited does that make you to get him in this system where he doesn't have to do all that stuff all the time?
Yeah, it's been an adjustment for him just because the style of play, reading blocks and like you said, protecting linebackers and things like that, you know, that's not what we do. We're a penetrating team that makes a big emphasis on defensive linemen being able to make the plays. So there has been some growing pains. He's pretty far ahead right now. When we get pads on, that'll be the next step. And then when you go live contact, that'll be a next step. So it'll be a process for him. I do think there's a lot of meat on the bone as far as his production, and we can see better production from him than even we saw. And he had outstanding production in college, but I think there's some meat on the bone that he can even have, you know, have a chance to make more plays here.
How much, if at all, does OTA attendance matter to you for a player like Miles?
I don't know. I mean, this is a voluntary portion. We know Miles works hard no matter where he is, no matter what time the season is. So, you know, he's a veteran player that's proven himself in this league. We have a lot of guys out here who are trying to reach that level. And, you know, they're working hard every day to do that. So every player is a little bit different. But this is a voluntary part of the schedule. And we're happy with the guys that are here, and they're all working really hard.
What was going through your head, Jim, when you saw, you know, Miles request that trade and then to get the extension worked out? Now, what are your expectations for him moving forward?
Yeah, I really think Miles is going to have the best season of his career. And has to, right? You know, I mean, with, you know, I've told him before, you know, what's that Spider-Man quote? With great power comes great responsibility, right? You know, and that's with the big contract, with the notoriety that came along with that, and you know, with the process that took to get him to that point. There also comes, you know, there's always pressure in this league, but probably a little bit more so. And I think that brings out the best in players. And I know that'll be the case with Miles also.
Can any of your free safeties be a ball hawk?
Yeah. You know, I think some of being a ball hawk has to do with pass rush. But guys that are wired to the ball that, you know, that can get an extra jump on the ball, We didn't do enough of that in the past, and, you know, that's certainly a position we can improve on. And, you know, we talked about things we can improve on from last year. You know, turnovers and things like that mean a lot. But, you know, so many of those deep ball things come from ball coming out before the quarterback wants to or being hit as he's throwing. You know, they both work hand-in-hand. A guy in the back end, you know, like in this stuff, you're not going to see very many interceptions, you know, now because quarterbacks aren't being hit when they throw, and they're not being forced to throw before they want to. So, you know, it all sort of goes hand in hand.
Hey, along those lines, what would you say Ronnie Hickman's best attribute is?
Yeah, he's always been a ball hawk. You know, last year, you know, there was some injuries, things that kept him from being on the field. This is a really big season. He's in his third year. He should really hit his stride for us. You know, we're surrounding him with some veteran players. Brought Rayshon in, brought KZ in. You know, have Grant returning. We're a safety heavy team. We run a lot of three safety system, but we need Ronnie to really. Bring it all together, you know, showed really good flashes as a rookie, you know, and he played well when he was on the field last year, but we just need him on the field a little bit more. He's a little bit bigger now. I don't know if you guys notice him, you know, physical stature, he's a little bit more, and he's still moving just as well. And you know, I tell players all the time, we want guys as big as they can running the fastest that they can. Basically means that is if you put weight on and it slows you down, or put size on and it slows you down, that wasn't good weight to add. But he's maintained his movement metrics while gaining a little bit, and I think that'll help him.
Can younger players learn from Denzel Ward in this setting?
Yeah, I mean, you learn from everybody, whether it's a Jordan Hicks or a Denzel Ward, or, you know, it doesn't matter. You can learn from offensive guys, you know, not just technique in your own position, but, you know, just the way you handle your business, the way you go about things. There's a lot of places for people to learn, and Denzel's a great example. He had a drive and break on the ball. I don't think you guys were out there. That was as good as I've ever seen. You know, and a little bit like we talked about before with, you know, finishing plays for turnovers. Denzel got his hands on a lot of passes last year, and we need to convert more of those to interceptions. And that's the difference between Pro Bowl and All-Pro. You know, the game-changing play, the PBU is big for us, but we need to get more of the INTs, and he's made a big push to convert more of those to INTs, and we need that to show on the field this fall.
Jim, we got time for two more?
Jim, Michael, for a variety of reasons, wasn't able to get a lot of time on the field, or as much time as you guys obviously wanted out of him in his rookie year. How important is this season for him to, in terms of his development to what you guys hope he can be?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just like any players, I would say this, you know, we talked about Ronnie. It should all come together in year three. But I do think the biggest improvement you see from players is year one to year two, right? You know, you see rookies here. They don't, you know, everything is new to them. Standing in front of you guys, you know, everything they do is new. And the second year they come back, they know what to expect. And I think you see the most improvement. We need that from Mike this year. He's been set back with an injury, but he's been working extremely hard to come back from it. And we're real hopeful to get him back on the field and see what he can do.
Last one.
KZ led the NFL in interceptions with Atlanta. Does he still have that game?
Well, we'll see. You know, like I said, this time of year is more about individual improvement. You know, you'll see some times out there where, you know, you see players that will avoid contact and plays they could make or hits they could make, and that's not the time of year for it. So it's probably too much to read into it right now, but through training camp, through the preseason, through the course of the season, I mean, that's where the proof will be. All right, guys.
Thank you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That's Jim Schwartz, Browns defensive coordinator. And, of course, all press conferences on The Fan are brought to us by Montrose Ford. Choose Click Cruise at MontroseFordAkron.com. What do you think?
I like him. I just think he knows exactly what he wants. I think he knows exactly what he's doing. He knows where the mistakes are. He knows how to fix them. He also knows that when he gets guys that are injured, you know, you're bumping it down just a little bit of a level, that you're not going to get the same kind of play maybe out of somebody else that you would expect or hope. And I like the way he handled the Myles Garrett question. I mean, they know that Myles knows how to play the game. And so if he's not at something that's not mandatory, it's not the end of the world. And let's not make a big deal about it. And let's not, you know, belittle our best player on this team.
The Browns went from number one in the NFL in fewest yards allowed in 2023 to slightly below middle of the pack last year at 342 yards per game.
How much of that
What the heck happened?
How much of that is offensive collateral damage? If you can't move the ball.
Some of it is.
You can't get first downs. You're leaving your defense out there all day.
They're just out there for a longer period of time, which leads to more yards for the other team.
Yeah, and I just think it's natural. So
yeah, I think that's absolutely true, but I think it's a little bigger than that.
Okay.
I think to not say the defense regressed last year would be us trying to think, no, you know, look, the emperor has new clothes.
Yeah, there's a line that you bring up a lot of times, and it's Tyvis Paul, who's our partner on the Browns Radio Network, that brought it up and talked about how they didn't make a whole lot of changes on defense last year.
And he said that before the season started.
And that
I give him a lot of credit.
That made him leery. Now, this year, you go in with at least probably three new starters going into this thing. So that'll change things with Schwesinger, Graham, and Malik Collins. At least probably three.
At least.
Yeah. I mean, could Mike Hall is Mike hurt? I can't remember.
Yes.
Yeah, he's hurt.
Yeah, he's coming
so
back.
So I was going to say, if at some point he's able to play again, I would think that he would be able to challenge for another spot. So you're looking at it from a different perspective because you've got three new guys out there. But that, you know, he talked about the defensive backfield. Jeff, it's the same. It's Hicks, Ward, Delpit, Hickman, Emerson, Newsom. And you got Mitchell back. They are coming back intact from, you know, all the way from the linebackers to the corners and safeties, free safety, you know, nickelback, whatever, any way you want to look at it. They're coming back intact. And, you know, when we talked to Greg Newsom on Monday about it, he said it's great. You know, I had the chance to watch
In their group, I would think it is great because I think they have a really nice set of corners. You know, are they perfect? No.
No, as long as they don't get hurt and you can develop, I call it Wonder Twin powers. Like, I watched a...
You guys are into these Marvels, man.
Well, I don't... Were the Wonder Twins? No, they were
DC. DC, two. Yeah. Did the Wonder Twins even have a comic? I think they were just built in for the Super Friends.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if the Wonder Twins had a comic.
Oh, they had to have, right?
I don't think so. Because they were coming up with those just for the Super Friends.
Hmm. Form of, Shape of.
Uh-huh.
Those two. I watched, there's a set of twins that play for Case Western right now. And I watched them play in high school. And one was a quarterback, one was a wide receiver. And they would make plays that, like, you couldn't believe that someone could. I mean, just scrambling and then throwing the ball up in the air and then all of a sudden able to find his brother. Like, it just mind-blowing, some of the plays that I watched these two play.
Well, you know why, Andy? They spent a lot of time in the football womb together.
Well, that's probably true.
That was a good womb.
That was good.
See what I did there?
I did. That was really
well
done.
Thank you. We have a really good... we're really happy with that womb.
It's almost like if you can have that sense of mentality on defense when you're a defensive back and you're a pro. I'm talking about college compared to high school at this point. But I just, like, there's like this sixth sense when you play with someone in the same defensive backfield or on the same line or quarterback, wide receiver, or running back relationship that you get that you can only get by playing and practicing and reps and repetition and over and over and over and over again. There should be no excuses for missed coverage from this defensive core, the defensive backfield. There's just no reason for it. These guys have now been together. They understand exactly where they're going. And Greg Newsom talked about that on Monday, that he always knows where Denzel is. And Denzel always knows where he is. And I think the only way you get that, though, is by playing together a significant amount of time. This isn't rocket science. This is knowing where someone is and being able to trust them defensively. Being able to trust a guy if for some reason you should slip and you know he's going to pick up your man. So when Newsom said that the other day, I was kind of like, huh, I hope that's true. Because there's no spot on this team where you're bringing an entire group back intact. Like Ward, Delpit, Hickman, Emerson, and Newsom.
And there are enough guys returning up front. There are enough guys at linebacker returning that you can see this unit, I think, Andy, should be drastically improved. I would expect the defense to be much closer to the 2023 defense than the 2024 defense. And if it's not, I think there's a huge issue. And it could be, I think for this team to be where it needs to be, the defense has to be really close to as good as it was in 2023. Coming up, we'll hear in the 1 o'clock hour more players from Berea, and we thank offensive coordinator Tommy Reese. So get ready for that. That'll be fun. Chelsea Janes covers baseball for the Washington Post. She's one of our favorites, knows her stuff. She's going to join us at noon right here on Baskin and Phelps.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.